The Shankaka became afraid of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Para Paramahansa. Parivrajakacharya Ashtutara Satoshi Shimana Vaisharanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. The sons and grandsons generated by Rudra were unlimited in number. They attempted to devour the entire universe. When Brahma, the father of the living entities, saw this, he became afraid of the situation. Please repeat. The sons and grandsons, generated by Rudra, were unlimited in number. And when they assembled together, they intended to devour the entire universe. When Brahma, the father of the living entities, saw this, he became afraid of the situation. Therefore, the generations of Rudra, the incarnation of anger, were so dangerous to the maintenance of universal affairs that even Brahma, the father of the living entities, became afraid of them. The so-called devotees or followers of Rudra are also a menace. They are sometimes dangerous even to Rudra himself. Descendants of Rudra sometimes make plans to kill Rudra by the grace of Rudra. That is the nature of his devotees. Om Agyan Sairandasya Jananjanan Shalakaya Takshuru Minitandina Tashmesh Jaya Shri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karadhar Shivasati Om Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Text 15. Iti adishta svaguruna bhagavan nila lohita satvakriti svabhavinya sarajatma samaprajana. Translation. The most powerful Rudra, whose bodily color was blue mixed with red, created many offspring exactly resembling himself in features, strength, and furious nature. The sons and grandsons generated by Rudra were unlimited in number, and when they assembled together, they attempted to devour the entire universe. When Brahma, the father of the living entities, saw this, he became afraid of the situation. Even at the beginning, this is the very beginning of creation. Still so much problems there. There's hardly anyone created, there's only a few people created, but still. You think that Krishna would have made a better arrangement, but still. Right in the beginning there's arguments and there's danger and there's fear. So, here they're talking about the incarnations of Rudra, Lord Shiva. A very colourful character, Lord Shiva. Generally he's walking around naked, with his wife also with him, and his followers, always dancing like a madman for no reason. Suddenly he jumps up and just starts dancing and chanting. Destroys the universe, does his famous dance, destroys the universe, covers himself with ashes, he dances in the graveyards and things like that in some forms, and has a garland of skulls. Of course these skulls, they're all Vaishnavas, left their body, I guess so it's Mahaprasad's skulls he's wearing. It's not Muchi. Even the ashes, there's a story in the Puranas how he even gave Vishnu some of his ashes, and Vishnu put the ashes on, he became white, and he was really happy. Oh, look at the white coming. He like purified by the ashes. Anyway, we understand that this is Shiva is just a manifestation of Krishna for the playing around in the material universe. Prabhupada says when Vishnu has to touch the material world, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. Because Vishnu, he's beyond the modes of nature, so Krishna doesn't never touch the material world. So when he actually touches, he does so in the form of Lord Shiva. And I guess he's a bit wild because it's a strange place anyway. It's for all rebellious souls, and so he acts a little bit wild and strange sometimes. Here the anger is generated. It's a feature of Rudra aspect. Anger is coming. But we know that same person who's generating the anger, that same person can also deliver you from anger. Because he is also the false ego, the egocentric principle. That's his Shakti. So he can, although he's generating that, that person is actually his Shakti, so he can withdraw it. Maya Shakti, Maya is his wife, so he can order his wife to withdraw her influence. And then living entities can become free. So then, this is the real feature of Lord Shiva, is Vaishnava Jataha Shambho. The devotees see him in his very merciful feature of, as a great Vaishnava. In the the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, then the Radha Muni is glorifying all the Vaishnavas, he goes and glorifies Lord Brahma. He said, you go and see Lord Shiva if you want to see a Vaishnava, I am nothing. So he goes up and he sees Lord Shiva and he's glorifying practically you're non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, glorifying one of his great qualities, and she is holding his ears hearing all this, and Narada Muni is going, Lord Shiva jumps up and he puts his hands over his mouth and holds his, don't say these things. How can I be a great devotee? He said, I have the business of keeping all the living entities bound up in this material world. Me and my wife's business. It's a husband and wife team. They're keeping everyone bound up in the material world. And we also give liberation. And you're saying this is a good qualification. He said, as soon as the devotees hear liberation, they shake like anything and they run away. So how are we doing any good to anyone? Even the devotees don't like us. And look at my activities. You know, I so many times I actually fought with Krishna when he come here. When Banasura, that incident, when the story of Usha and Aniruddha. Then Lord Shiva came to fight. He sent to fight against Krishna. When Krishna went to get the Parijata flower from heavenly planet, Indra had a fight with him and Shiva joined in to fight with Krishna. So I'm not devotee. Krishna gives me all the, he says sometimes even Krishna worships me. You'll find many places where Krishna is actually performing worship of Lord Shiva. He said he does this to magnify my bad qualities, because he knows I'm puffed up and everything like that. So when the master sometimes glorifies a servant, then the servant becomes magnified in the eyes and everybody sees, you know, what a puffed up person is. So just to make me see, just so they see my true position of being puffed up, he glorifies me sometimes. And anyway, if I was just really devoted, why would he order me to teach the doctrines against the scriptures? He's teaching me to give my bhakti philosophy. Well, what kind of devotee is that? Is he completely the opposite then? Yeah, he's ordering me to do it. How can I be devotee? So anyway, he's expressing this is another feature of his great humility. That he is the greatest of all Vaishnavas. And, of course, Srila Prabhupada doesn't speak so much about Lord Shiva, but he said he could do. But there was a devotee named Ramraj, I think Ramraj, the architect, maybe not. He built the temple in South Africa, other places. Rajaram? Rajaram, that's right. And he had a deity of Ganesh before he was a devotee, so he was worshipping whatever he did. You know. He had a little doll, you know, with a fat belly. So it's an elephant god, so it's kind of far out, so he was worshipping whatever he did, off some incense, I guess. Anyway, when he became a devotee, and he was initiated by Śrīla Prabhupāda, and then later on he asked Śrīla Prabhupāda, I've got this deity of Ganesh Prabhupāda, I know it's just an elephant god, I didn't know anything about it at that time, but then, can I still worship, can I continue? And Prabhupāda said, I could tell you so many things about the demigods. He said, especially Lord Śrīla. He said, there's so many things to say about it. He said, but I have condemned the demigods so much. In all of my books, I condemn the gay. I can't speak about them now. Even their good qualities. Of course, that was just to make everything clear. You know, Prabhupada just want to make everything clear. Better just forget them. Of course, the Madhavas are really strict. Demigods? The street. Madhavas. They're really strict on demigods. Sri more strict, okay. The Sri Sampradaya. They're really, really strict about demigod worship. They don't even look at them, they turn their faces away. There's a story someone was telling me in South India, and they took the deity out in a procession. Vishnu, they're all out in the nice palanquin going around, and suddenly it started pouring of rain, heavy, heavy clouds come up and started to pour of rain. So there's a Devi temple there, demigoddess temple. They were just going, so they immediately rushed in and they put the Vishnu, their worshipful Lord, in the temple. Then they all come running out again and they're standing in the rain. And then Pujari says, why don't you come in? He said, no, we can't come in. He said, why not? I said, we don't want to go in the demigod temple. He said, but your Vishnu is here. He said, why don't the service come in? They said, he is our master, he can do as he likes. We are his swamis, we will not be unchaste. We will stay outside. But actually he's such a great soul, he is Krishna himself, but because of the confusion in India, you know, and everybody's worshipping as Bhagavan, and then Prabhupada kind of, you know, demigod, put him in the classification as a demigod, so saved us all that trouble. Otherwise, you know, for people born in the West, they have a good advantage because they don't have the 33 crores that David does to deal with. The Indian people, they got the culture, they got the good birth and everything, but simultaneously they got 33 crores of devatas, you know, which everyone is Bhagavan, you know, Bhagavan is there. Prabhupada just cut all that out, make it simple for us. But here, see now Lord Brahma, he's even called Bhagavan here. Bhagavan Nilalohita. This is the name of Lord Shiva, Nilalohita. And his different forms. And these Rudras causing so much trouble. Brahma tells them, now, because you're burning the whole universe to bits, you just go and do penances, go and do austerity and penances until it's your time. That's your duty actually to destroy the universe. But now it's not time, which is the creation. It's like a rasa bus going on here. I'm trying to create and now you're trying to destroy everything. So you just go do some penances for some time until you're needed. So they went off to do penances. You know where they went? To do their penance? Huh? Navadip. Nine islands. You know which island? Rutadip, this island, Vira. So they actually came here to do their penances and austerities. There's quotes here from the Navadip Dhammapadmiya. This is from Gargashamita is quoting. This is from the Brahman Kandas Namdekananda. It says concerning Rukudri, it is sacred in the north. In the north is a sacred place known as Nilalohita Ketra. Lord Shiva with the name Nilalohita resides there. O King of Videha, all the Devatas, the Munis and seven Rishis and the Marutas live at this place. At this place, Ravana, who gave fear to the three worlds, worshipped Lord Shiva and attained great powers. Even Ravana was here. Get power, get very powerful. O King, whatever results a person receives by going to Kailash are obtained a hundredfold by seeing this Nilalohita Shiva. So, Nityananda Prabhu was speaking to Jiva Goswami here. In this Rudra tree, the 11 Rudras reside, headed by Nilalohita Shiva. The Rudras chant Gauranga's glories and constantly dancing bliss. As the demigods watch their dancing, they become happy and shower flowers from the sky. So this is their severe penance and austerities. They come to Navadvip and chant Gauranga's name and dance in ecstasy. And they came back to Notako close in the Navadvipa Bhaktaranga. Talking of this place, Rudra, at this place, the 11 Rudras, headed by Nilalohita, dance and become stunned with Gaur Prem. So, he has many, many places actually in Navadvipa. Because this is his island, this is the island of friendship. So it's good to make friends with Lord Shiva. He tells in Navadvipa Bhaktaranga, he said, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur meets him in his trance, he says, yes, by my mercy, Maya will flee away. I will order Maya to flee away. Then everything is revealed, the whole of the glory of Navadvipa is revealed to him. After Lord Shiva gives his blessings, he's the final one to give Bhaktivinoda Thakur blessings when he's doing this prikram. By my mercy, he said, Maya will flee away. And then everything is revealed after that. So the Ahankara principle is removed and purity is, everything is revealed. So this Nilalohita, he also appeared to Vishnuswami. Vishnuswami came here one time. Actually, he was challenging, debating with different pandits trying to establish pure devotion. And they came to Rudradweep and they began dancing and chanting the names of Hari and offering different prayers and having Krishna Katha. And Lord Shiva was hearing, he was hearing. You know. Nice talks, bhakti talks, so he became very pleased. Oh, they're talking about Krishna, so much bhakti. So he appeared, this Nilalohita appeared. And Lord Shiva said, all of you Vaishnavas are very dear to me. Your discussion on devotional services please me. Ask a boon and I will grant it. There is nothing I will not give the Vaishnavas. Vishnuswami asked for him to form a sampradaya, and so Shiva gave him the blessings, and he said that it will be called my sampradaya, the Rudra sampradaya. And so he got mercy of Lord Shiva. Then that night Lord Gauranga appeared to him also by the Krishna, and Lord Gauranga said in his dream. And he said, by Rudra's mercy, you have become my devotee. You are fortunate to attain the treasure of bhakti and Navadvipa. Now go out and preach the philosophy of Shuddha Dvaita. Lord Shiva also appears to Nimbaka, and also it feels like Rudra Dwait. Nimbakacharya was here with his devotees. His name was Nipadaitya. Nibaditya. Okay, that's fine. So again, Lord Shiva appeared before him. He was very pleased by their discussions. He was very pleased with. So again, he asked for a boon. They also asked, can we make a sampradaya to spread pure Vaishnava teachings? He said, yes. He said, nearby here, the four Kumaras are residing. You can go there with my blessings and they can initiate you. And so by the blessing of Lord Shiva, that's generally Bilva Pushkarini at Belpakuriya. If you ever go there, where Madam Gopal deity is, of Sati Mata's deity. Next to there is Bilva Pushkarini. That's apparently the area where the four Kumaras are there. There's a Panchanam Shiv temple there, because the Ganga was flowing right there. Now when you go on Prikram, on the Navadi Prikram, you go on along, you come from Shankarpur, you get the boat across, and then everybody takes bath on the bank of the Ganga, very isolated, and then you walk for about 8 miles, and then you come to Belpakur. So the Ganga used to actually flow right past Mother Sachi's house there. And there's an old temple there, the big Panchanam temple. There's a big banyan tree there. Next to that is the Bilva Pushkarini, which according to Jayapataka Maharaj is that the Kumara is maybe this area somewhere there. This was actually pointed out by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he was making his prikram. He came there because there's a lot of smartas there. They didn't like the Vaishnavas. Especially that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the real birthplace here, and they would claim it was in Navadvip. So all the smarta Brahmins became very angry and they even attacked him when he made his prikram. So when he went there, which was also a smarta Brahma community at Belpakur, they also criticized him. You know, nothing here, you just go on your way, you get them, leave here, go off with your party. But Bhaktisiddhanta said no. He said, you cannot deny this is not a holy place, because this pond here is built of Pushkarini, everybody knows that. And this is the Panchanam Shiva temple, it's all destroyed now. The Ganga was flowing there, but the temple is destroyed, but the trees, big trees there. And he said also the deity of Satyamata is here, one Vaishnava has that deity, he's keeping in his house. So these are evidences, this is actually a very sacred place. So by the mercy of Lord Shiva then, they got the mercy of the four Kumaras and they started the Nimbaka Sampradaya. They're very intimately connected actually. In some sense, because Sanat Kumar, he manifests partially in Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami is the Sambandha Acharya, or establishing relationship. He has a very intimate connection with Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, I think. Wherever Sanatana Goswami had his bhajan, did his bhajan, it was by a place of Lord Shiva, by Manasa Ganga, and a couple of places. But generally there was a Shiva place. I think there's a story there where the mosquitoes were coming, and Sanatana was doing bhajan and the mosquitoes, it was too many mosquitoes, so he said, I'll leave. But Lord Shiva had his place there, and he really liked the association. So he appeared as an old Brahman. He said, no, don't leave. Stay another night at least and see what happens. And then that night all the mosquitoes completely disappeared from that place. Even today they say the mosquitoes aren't good. So they have kind of a friendly relationship. But they both had the same, they're more or less the same tattva of Sambandha. Sanatana Goswami, because he's Madan Gopal. Madan, he's Cupid, or the more beautiful than millions of Cupids. Or he, by being attracted to Madan Gopal, you will lose all attraction for Madan. Cupid won't attract you anymore when you're attracted to Madan Gopal. This Cupid also, Lord Shiva, burned to ashes when he tried to influence him with his power. And then later on, Lord Shiva gave Krishna a blessing that you can have a nice son. So Pradyumna was born of Krishna, who was supposed to be. Some people say he was an incarnation. Or a partial manifestation of the Cupid. Anyway, Sanatana Goswami, he's the Sambandha Acharya, he's connecting us to the spiritual world. And Lord Shiva, he's the same position, but he connects us to the material world, right? The Ahankara principle is your Sambandha in the material world. Prabhupada said it's the junction, the Ahankara is the junction between spirit and matter. So, Lord Shiva is the Sambandha for the Sambandha Acharya of the for contacting Maya Devi in the material world. He gives you that connection. He covers, gives you the false ego so you can actually establish a relationship with Maya, the forms of Maya Devi. But Sanatana Goswami, his position is no, he'll give you, establish your relationship with Madana Mohan, with Krishna. The same kind of function is there. Anyway, these are all pastimes of Krishna. When he wants to play around in the material world, he assumes the form of Lord Shiva. And they're protecting, here they act as protectors of the Dharma. In Vrindavan also, Lord Shiva is known as, he protects the Rasalila, isn't he? Gopeshwar? Gopeshwar, okay. He's known as Gopeshwar that he's protecting. Here he's known as Ketra Paul. Paul means God, like God. Ketra means the Dham, so he's the guardian of the Dham. He stays here with Prodamaya. Prodamaya is his wife, that's Yogamaya Devi, and he's a former Sada Shiva. Ketra Paul. Vridha Shiva, he's known as Vridha Shiva, means old. Boro Shiva, he stays here. Of course, he's youthful. Prodamaya and Vridha Shiva, they protect Dham. Prodamaya is presiding goddess of Navadvip, the Yogamaya potency. And they're protecting the Dham by deluding the envious people. They stay here, Mayapur, just on the border of Mayapur, there's a place there, they have a temple. Srimantadweep is there also, Srimantadevi. In Vidyanagar. In Navadweep, Paramatala, the main area there, main market, that's where the Lord Shiva, Prodamaya and Vridha Shiva stay at the moment. They'll come back here later on, Nityananda Prabhu says. But in Vidyanagar, Vidyanagar is a place of learning. So everything is actually, all learning comes from that place. All the Vedas actually come from there. All the six philosophies, they're all spoken there. All those Munis came there and spoke the philosophies. And so it's a place of learning. So it's where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's place was. So Lord Shiva and Parvati, they spread the imaginary scriptures, the tantric shastras. You know, they gave benedictions of, you know, boons and siddhis and mystical powers, which generally the smarter people want. They want some profit. They want the fruitive workers. They want material benefit or mystic powers and things like that, or liberation, whatever it is. So it's not a part of bhakti. These are different. They're reading shastra, but it's called japanga. They generally chant the different mantras and things like that, but with the purpose of getting siddhi. So it's not an anger of bhakti; it's an anger for getting siddhi. It's called japanga. So generally, all these tantric shastras and everything—they're offering so many benedictions. So all the smarter brahmanas who are generally envious of the Vaishnavas, they get attracted, get so much attracted and absorbed in all this, doing mystical things. Okay. So they leave the pure shastra alone, they leave the pure devotees alone of another way. Haribol. This is very good for us, because, you know, we can get all these mystic powers. So they're always doing chantrics and learning, chanting mantras and doing all the tantric rituals and everything to get all their siddhis. In this way they deluded. Lord Shiva and Prodamaya delude all these people who are after materialistic people, even though they're in the Dhamma, but she keeps them away from the... This way they don't contaminate the pure bhakti shastras or the pure bhakti teachings of the Vaishnavas. Harihara Ketra, you get half Shiva. That's also, it's mentioned in the... Maybe Narad Purana. The appearance of Harihara is half Vishnu, half Shiva. Everybody says, you've been there, Harihara Ketra, beautiful deity. Nityananda Prabhu says in the future a very beautiful deity will come here. Now he's there. He's half black, half white. He's got the three souls and the... what else he got? Huh? Trident, yeah, and something else. No, Vishnu is the other side. He's half Vishnu, half deep, half black, half white. The white side is Shiva. He's got the tree shawl and another weapon. Vishnu's got the chakra and... What's he got? I can't remember. Anyway, it's a very, very beautiful deity. Deity was stolen actually some time ago. It's made of it's a precious stone, semi-precious stone. You know the gold testing stones? It's made of that. It's quite a very costly stone. So, the deity was made, it was stolen about three years ago, I guess. And so when Pujari found out he was gone, so they couldn't find him, and 3 days later, there's some little boys that were playing nearby and they saw one fox. Fox was coming and jumping around, and it's the middle of the daytime. Usually the fox, they don't come out at daytime, they come out in the nighttime. So they did a strange fox, and he was doing cartwheels or rolling around. And so then they started nearly run away, and they would follow him, and then they would see him again, and he would start playing around, and just to keep him interested. So they followed him, and then he would go to another place. Then he went into this little bamboo forest, and they went to look for him, and he disappeared. Then they saw Harihara was there. They said, oh, it's the deity of Harihara. Anyway, the deity was reinstalled. Now they have a nice lockup. So it's a very beautiful deity. So. But that story of his appearance is spoken of in the... I think it's Narad Purana. He's speaking about the different five forms of Rapa, how they were manifested. And it goes on to say, that Lord Shiva came from the... Where is he? Is it left side, is it? Yeah, left side. But it's not Vishnu there, it's not describing Vishnu. Generally they say Vishnu, it's Krishna. It says the Lord of the cowherd lasses, one time in Goloka, this pastime happened in Goloka. And then he started manifesting. Narayan came from once, first Radha appeared from himself, Sayanam different. Then Narayan appeared, then Lakshmi. He tells Lakshmi, this is a form of Radha, you go with Narayan. Then Shiva appears from his, it says from his left side. So that's Harihara. But it's actually describing Krishna, who's the Lord of Golok, the Lord of the cowherd lasses. One time in Golok said, it's actually, it's a Krishna, it's Krishna, we can say this form of Krishna. Hamsavahan, Lord Shiva is there in Hamsavahan, he came down to hear Gaurakata. He took Brahma's swan because Nandi was too slow, so he jumped on Brahma's swan, it's really quick, he came down hearing Gaurakata. That deity was also stolen, but then it was recovered again. I think these are all pastimes of the Lord, because they used to keep him under water. There's a big pukkur there. They keep him under water because he kept hot. He's in ecstasy, one symptom of ecstasy, inside he was burning, hearing Gaurakata. He's getting overheated. So they keep him in the pond. And they usually come out, I think three times a year. One time for about a week, and then another two times he'll come out just for the day or something like that. He go on prikram, even he came here one time. He had a nice abhishek and everything from him. But anyway, now he got stolen and then he got recovered again, but the police said you can't keep him under the water because anybody can come at night and steal him like they did before. There's no protection. He has to stay in the temple, in his temple. So now they have a temple, it's nicely locked up, of course. But now you can get darshan any time of the year. You can go and see him. He's out the water, so I guess he's manifesting his, as Navadi Dham becomes more and more revealed, then I guess more and more will happen. Vridhashiva and Prodhamaya, they stay here and they cover the Dham, as Yogamaya covers the Dham, she also reveals the Dham. So this is one of their positions. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no, it's probably Nityananda Prabhu, he's saying that he said actually again Vridhashiva and Prodhamaya will come back to this place, and he said know this for certain, after 400 years I think he says. Again the task of revealing the Dharma will begin again. So then Vridhashiva and Prodhamaya again they will start revealing all the things in the Dharma. As Maya Devi, as Yogamaya Devi, she covers the eyes of the pandits. So many things are about Navadvipa Dharma in all the Shastras. But nobody can see because Yogamaya has covered their eyes by the desire of Lord Chaitanya. But after this time, it's around about now, about 500 years, then it's going to be more and more revealed. So more and more things are going to become revealed. She's going to remove the covering from the Shastra so the pandit devotees will be able to get more and more revelation, more nectar of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Vaishnava Jataha Shambhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Beta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Hitai Go Premanandi. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.